Fanaticism.
As the end draws near, the enemy will work with all his power to bring in fanaticism among us. He would rejoice to see Seventh-day Adventists going to such extremes that they would be branded by the world as a body of fanatics. Against this danger, I am bidden to warn ministers and lay members. Our work is to teach men and women to build on a true foundation, to plant their feet on a plain, thus saith the Lord. In 1844, we had to meet fanaticism on every hand. But always the word came to me, a great wave of excitement is an injury to the work. Keep your feet in the footprints of Christ. Under great excitement, strange work is done. There are those who improve this opportunity to bring in strange and fanciful doctrines. Thus the door is closed to the proclamation of sound doctrine. Those who do the work of the Lord in the cities must close and bolt the doors against excitement and fanaticism. Ministers are not to issue notices of meetings so worded as to create an alarm. When the Lord is ready for the advanced denunciation of wicked cities, he will let his people know. But this will be after these cities have had an opportunity to hear and receive the word that is unto life eternal. Our work is now to enlighten minds in regard to the truths of the Scripture. Doors are open for the entrance of truth, and we are to avail ourselves of every opportunity to reach souls. We are to explain the truth as did Christ in many ways, by figures and parables, but we are to discourage anything of a fanatical nature. The people must be taught to search the Word of God for themselves. Pastors and teachers must point them to the strong fortress into which the righteous may run and be safe. Those who are handling the great, grand, ennobling truths of the Word must ever reveal a spirit deep, earnest, fervent, but calm and full of sound sense, that the mouths of gainsayers may be stopped. Those who are close students of the Word, following Christ in humility of soul, will not go to extremes. The Savior never went to extremes, never lost self-control, never violated the laws of good taste. He knew when to speak and when to keep silent. He was always self-possessed. He never erred in his judgment of men or of truth. He was never deceived by appearances. He never raised a question that was not clearly appropriate, never gave an answer that was not right to the point. He silenced the voice of the cavilling priest by penetrating beneath the surface and reaching the heart, flashing light into the mind and awakening the conscience. Those who follow the example of Christ will not be extremists. They will cultivate calmness and self-possession. The peace that was seen in the life of Christ will be seen in their lives.